Welcome to Tile Trends by Tile Club, the podcast where we explore the world of interior design and the role of tiles in creating beautiful spaces. I'm your host, Lindsay Flukiger, and today we have two very special guests with us, Carla and Rosa Palenzuela of Carla Maria Designs. Stemming from their shared journey of transforming a vintage 1940s Spanish waterfront gem in Coral Gables, Florida, this mother-daughter team has taken their passion and expertise to the next level. They're not just about giving spaces a makeover. They infuse every project with vibrant day-to-day elegance and seamlessly blend in vintage and reclaimed elements. Their commitment? To honor the authentic spirit of each home while weaving in the contemporary desires of their clients. Every home they touch unfolds a unique narrative, sculpting what many may call the true dream home. Carla and Rosa, welcome to the show.
Hi. Hi, thank you so much for having us. We're so excited to get started.
This is Carla, I'm Rosa.
Yeah, sorry, I'm Carla, and this is my mom.
Awesome. It's a pleasure to have you both. We're so excited. You are our very first mother-daughter duo. So as we've said before on the show, as a woman-owned company, we love seeing strong females leading in the industry and just making beautiful things happen. So to start things off, could you tell our listeners a little bit about yourselves and also how you got started in the world of interior design?
We basically kind of started when, like you said, our Spanish home here in Miami, Florida, in Coral Gables is a 1940 home. And we basically restored the home and remodeled it. But unlike, you know, other properties here in Miami, we didn't just kind of get rid of that Spanish charm. And we made sure to incorporate the character while adding modern elements. And it was also kind of fun because we incorporated a lot of wallpaper, tiles, like color, like you can see behind us. So our friends and family loved it and thought that it was so beautiful and different. And I think kind of incorporating that like Spanish European look to a little bit of charm and modern all mixed together gave it a lot of character, and it kind of reflected like who we are as people and like our tastes and interests too. So kind of with that, we started, and people, I started my account on Instagram, and people started following us and really like what we do and asking for advice and things like that. And we also brought in a lot of vintage aspects. Actually, we frequent to Spain because my mom's from there originally. So we go to actually Asturias, it's in the north of Spain, and we brought a lot of vintage tiles that we incorporated in the kitchen and the guest bathroom, and just kind of, I don't know, special, unique pieces like that, that got us into kind of the restoring and interior design, you know, world. So
I grew up basically for my inspiration. I grew up in, I'm from the north of Spain, and my mom's house is it's a historic house. And during the Civil War in Spain, it was used as a jail. And when my grandparents and my mom and her sister went back to Spain after the Civil War, it was completely destroyed. But the tiles were there. The original flooring is there. So I've always found it so beautiful. And then in the actual dining room, it's blue and yellow. And in Spanish, it's called, I'll tell you a little what, it's losas hidráulicas, which it's hydraulic tiles. And there used to be in Asturias, there used to be a lot of factories, but now they're harder to find. But when we purchased our home here in Miami, one summer, thanks to the internet, I said, I'm going to see if I can find old tiles. So I searched, and there was this gentleman, super nice, that I found. I went to his warehouse, had amazing, beautiful, breathtaking stuff. So I bought a bunch of them, incredible price. And between my suitcase, my daughter's suitcase, my husband's, my son's, we all brought it. And then we used it here in a house in Miami. And I love it. I think it's a... You know, but a lot of people don't like doing that, but I think it's good for the environment. It's a way of preserving the past, of, you know, honoring our history. So, you know, that's how we started. And then if it was for me, I would redo a bathroom once a month, but it's impossible because I love tiles. Love it.
Yeah. Oh, that is such an inspiring story. Thank you for sharing that. I love everything you touched on with the sustainability aspect, and then also just bringing a little bit of the past to the present and really
paying homage to that. Honestly, it was like a tribute to my mother that passed away right after we started the remodel here. So it was, I wanted to have a piece of her house here in Miami, you know, to remember her.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah.
So interesting. We, you know, of course we are a tile company, and so that's our forte. That's what we do day in and day out. But it's so inspiring to even see like excavations in Rome where like the tiles are still intact. I mean, it's just such a timeless piece. It's such a cool design element too, to bring into the space.
And being such a young country, because the United States is a young country, you know, it's good to, you know, to incorporate a little bit of something old. I don't know how to translate it.
Like character,
yes. Yes.
And this home, we were lucky that we were able to maintain and save basically the tiles of the main part of the house, kind of like the formal area. Is all original from 1940.
They were called Cuban tiles because they were made in Cuba, and then Miami being so close to Cuba, so you know they would bring them, you know, sell them here. And sadly, a lot of people don't like it because it's a big red ceramic tile. But for me, if you clean it and you maintain it with the decoration, it looks amazing because it gives a lot of, you know, character to the area.
Yeah, and we're seeing a lot of those same elements, like the more rustic kind of style coming back into play. The terracottas. Yes. You can see our star and cross behind me that are, I believe, manufactured also in Spain. We just launched a new line called Amira. That's an encaustic porcelain tile that's also manufactured in Spain, and they're just made so well, and they're so beautiful, and add so much to the space. So yeah. And I love what Carla was saying just about adding character. Like, even though it might be old, it still just brings that uniqueness to a space.
So. No, and it's fun. It's fun. Like, I feel like my friends come here and they're always like, your house. Like, I just feel like it brings the beauty out of every day because it's just, we add the color, and tiles like have the ability to do that versus, you know, just boring. Let me just make every bathroom the same type of thing. We really try to give every room its unique character, and like the bathroom is kind of where everyone, you know, expresses themselves a little bit with what they want. So
yeah, I love it. Well, speaking of design and creating the aesthetic of your dreams, let's dive into the world of interior design. What do you both love most about being interior designers, and what inspires your work? I think we touched a little on that, but let's take that a step further.
I think really the goal for us specifically is, I think, just sustainability and restoring, and kind of, I think we have like a duty, you know, as interior designers to try to maintain as much of an original home as possible and incorporate antique pieces, like we were saying. Of course, you know, with us and like with our clients, we try to make the home as much of a representation of them as possible and, you know, up to their taste, and incorporate beautiful modern pieces as well. But I think kind of for us, a goal is to doing as much as possible to restore and maintain the original part of the house.
And it's hard because a lot of people are afraid, I have to say the word, to restore, and then, oh my God, what if it doesn't look good with a modern, relaxed, you know? And it's hard to explain to them how it's going to look. But at the end, they all love the final product. But it's I think, besides...
It's more work than...
No, of course. And contractors don't like remodels, honestly. Yeah. They'd rather just start from scratch. It happened here in our house to be able to get somebody... Which at the end, I ended up being the contractor. I had, sadly...
She fired everyone.
No, I fired the contractor, and I did it on my own. It was quick and fast and the way it's supposed to be. But before, when I contacted, he said, no, you have to turn down the house and start from scratch. And I know, I'm going to remodel. And we remodeled and did an addition. So, and our architect was amazing. He agreed with me, and we were able to, you know, to incorporate both.
I see a lot of, like, here in Coral Gables, there's a lot of beautiful old Spanish houses that have gotten knocked down. Right. And, like,
So sad.
People that just don't
even
have
though
appreciation.
We have a historic board and a lot of houses are, you know, then certified historic, so they can touch them, but a lot of don't.
I don't know. That's really, I think, the overarching purpose is for that, for and like maintaining history. And like we said, the U.S. has very little history. So whatever we have, you know, to keep it. So,
yeah, that's a beautiful story and a beautiful like mission statement, just restoring and sustaining and keeping this history alive, you know, and also incorporating other vintage items and historic pieces. I think that's just such a beautiful thing. Rosa, you being from Spain, maybe do you want to speak on some of the inspiration that you've acquired from living in Europe? How does having, you know, Spain as home inspire your own interior design efforts?
Okay, I'm a very visual person, so every time I go anywhere in Spain or any other beautiful city in Europe, I'm always looking at ideas and admiring the beauty of anything, but mainly tiles, wallpaper, and in a lot of our projects, we bring the product from, even new or old, we bring the product from Europe to incorporate it here. But here in the United States, we have great factories of tiles also, and but mainly like like Portugal and Spain are mainly the bigger manufacturers of tiles in Europe. So I'm lucky that around me I get ideas from everywhere, and I'm not into magazines. I buy every magazine that I can find. I'm always looking. I buy all the magazines over there, and that's my happy time, just looking and getting ideas and everything.
They have such great style there too.
Yes.
And that's where we see these beautiful houses that were an old monastery or something like that, and we're like, this is stunning how they put it together.
If it was for me, I would remodel every abandoned house there is over there. But you know,
yeah.
And it's funny because now in Spain or Europe in general, most people don't like old stuff, quote unquote. They like modern. That's why you find all this material, this old material, this vintage material so cheap, because, you know, they get rid of it. And but you know, you have to dig and you have to find it. And I'll have Carla send you a picture of what we did here with the old tiles so you see them.
Yeah. It's really something beautiful.
And then of course here you can go to many places and purchase something similar and you know, incorporate the old with the new. And
this art piece here came originally with the house as an artist in 1940, kind of made it. It's like a mural that he made.
Wow.
I don't have the name of the artist, but a lot of houses in Coral Gables had this man come when they would build the house, like make specific to each house a really pretty window.
It's a window that it's that used to be the garage. It's a window, so the breeze would come, you know, pass through. So they had like a, you know, beautiful ornament, and then the natural breeze of Miami, it would go through. I don't know.
So we've actually noticed like around, you know, the houses that are still remaining with it, you can see them and they're very beautiful. We had a neighbor actually that remodeled their house and had this spectacular one, the same exact size, but instead it had an anchor in the middle with a cross and then a heart. And we were like, so jealous. We would talk about it all the time. We were like, oh my God, like that one's even prettier than ours. Like, wow. And then one day we noticed that it wasn't there anymore. And we were like, what's going on? We go knock on their door and they were like, oh no, we got rid of it. Like we destroyed it. And we were like, this is like so sad. We were like, you know, people just don't appreciate the art and like the beauty that comes with the original house. Like they could have saved it and they could have put it somewhere else and it would have been so spectacular. But that's just an example of like, I guess, part of our mission where we're like, mm-hmm. you know, we don't want to see that happen.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. And this is our kitchen. So we were able, kind of the breakfast area. So we were able to incorporate it here. And I think it looks beautiful. So
it's beautiful. I was eyeballing it. I was like, what is that behind them? That's so, yeah, yeah, it's very unique. I love that.
Yeah.
Beautiful. But it sounds like you guys know exactly like where your niche is and where you want to make an impact and a difference and what has inspired you to continue this journey. So to kind of move things along, I definitely do want to dwell on tile because that's what we do. But I wanted to talk a little bit about how you guys are so passionate about personalizing spaces. We definitely see that in your work. So when it comes to design, tiles obviously play a significant role in enhancing the aesthetic and functionality of a space. So could you share some of your favorite elements of design that tiles can bring to a project?
Well, for me, the tile is the focal point of the space. And then from there, the wallpaper or the paint color or even the toilet, you know. So the tile is the number, the first thing you need to choose in order to continue with the design of the space, right?
Right, yeah. And the floor and the wall tile.
Right.
And I think the funnest part is kind of seeing what goes together, like how do you match the wall and the floor? And then from there you move on. And that's the funnest part is choosing that.
There's so many beautiful, oh my goodness. I'm telling you, I would remodel my bathroom every month. There's beautiful, beautiful stuff.
And I think what you've seen is in Spain, which I think is the Mallorca ceramic subway tile, mm-hmm. and then the Moon ceramic subway tile, which are in the third we remodeled it this summer, actually, the third floor of our house in Spain. And then the guest bathroom or the guest house bathroom, the tiles came out spectacular. And it really, I don't know, gave it kind of a princessy feel to the house because it's like in the mountains and it has that vintage vibe, but then those new tiles made it just so beautiful and so like cozy and came out like stunning. So we're super happy with how that came out.
It's so beautiful. It's evident in your design that was the focal point. And I love what you said about just like letting that be the foundational element of a space and then building upon that. That makes so much sense. And it is really fun to see like matching floor and wall or niche or like a shower feature wall. And it's sometimes there are unexpected combinations that can work together to really make a space unique. When you are approaching a new project for a client, what are some key factors that you consider when you're selecting tiles?
The light of the bathroom, the natural light, first of all, like what she was saying, personal experience in the last bathroom, there was no bathroom in the third floor, nothing. There was a connection, but no bathroom. But it's a very dark, it's all wood. It's beautiful wood, but it's very dark. It's attic. And the light of the bathroom, the size of the space, but mainly for me is the light. Because I'm, for me, light is very important for a project because I don't like darkness. How do I explain that, Carla?
I'm
like you see here in our home, it's all windows. I love nature to come into the space. So for me, I have to go to the project, see the light, and then we can start choosing the tile. Mm-hmm. But yes. Like if it's a dark space, I would not choose a dark tile, for example. And whatever the environment is outside, if you're near the water, if you're in the mountain, then you try to bring in, you know, the mountain or the ocean into the space. So the environment and the light.
Both great factors to keep in mind for sure. Can you share some projects that maybe stick out to you as designers? Is there one or two that have really, really just kind of captured your own attention or the attention of your followers and clients?
Well, there's a project that we haven't published yet that it's a house in the Bahamas. It's a beautiful wooden house, a beautiful on the water. And the ocean is turquoise, basically, the beach. So we were able to find a tile that matched the ocean, that the color of the water, and we brought it into the bathroom, and it came out of this world. So it's still we still haven't finished taking pictures. Hopefully now in November we're gonna go. So we'll send them to you. But that project is gonna come out spectacular. And there we kept obviously it's a bathroom. It's all wood. So we kept obviously the wood. And then it's the shower, all new tiles, and we did the same. It was, you know, sustainable, no?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yes, that project is going to come out beautiful. And then the other one is the personal one of the last bathroom that we did in Spain. I think it came out, and it was all long distance. between the contract that I have there and here, I had, you know, I chose everything. I want this and this and this. And when I got there, it was done.
Wow. So
that was great.
That had to be like super satisfying.
I trust them with the key, you know. And yes, but that's another thing. The most important thing for me, for a client, they need to make a decision right away, in the sense that you cannot give them too many choices. If you give them too many choices, then they're going to, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know. So, you know, this is the one that's going to look good. And that's it. And be sure about the decision. That way the project, you know, moves quickly and you can buy the material quickly. And that's it.
And kind of streamline it so that they don't have to stress and like linger on being indecisive.
The worst.
That's what you're hiring you for.
Yes. Time passes by, and by the time you know, it's a month after. No. Let's make the decision now. Mm-hmm. And that's all. Yeah.
I love that. Oh, it's been such a pleasure to chat with you both today. I love hearing about the different projects that you guys are excited about, that you've accomplished, things that you're going to be bringing to social and to your portfolio soon. Again, I love that your mission has so much to do with sustainability and history. And I think that that is going to be such a game changer as you guys continue to grow in the industry and people start to look to you as a source for how to and why these elements can truly be beautiful and make spaces so unique. So thank you for sharing all of that with us. If there was anything that you wanted to say to someone who is considering renovating a space in their home, what advice would you give them just starting out?
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of maintaining the old character of your home.
And doing what you want, because a lot of times people want to do, you know, they're like, oh, I feel like I love this color. Like, you know, this is really me. But then they get afraid because they don't want, you know, what are people going to think? Is it going to come out weird? Like, and it's kind of just like, you know, it's your space. Do what you want with it and don't be afraid to express yourself. And it's all going to come out great, you know, if you really trust in your instincts and, you know, what is going to represent you.
Also, another important thing is to buy quality tiles, even though you spend a little more, because hopefully it's going to be there for a long time. So my thing is, it's better to spend more now than have to spend a lot more later. So it's to maintain the old character of your home, but at the same time, if you need to purchase new material, go ahead and just spend the money on the good stuff, like the products that you guys sell.
Well, thank you. I've been with our company for 2 years now, and just I know that we sell top-notch stuff. I've seen it. I've installed it. I have Spanish tiles in my own kitchen at the moment. And it really, truly does make a difference. Like you said, to just invest now so that in the future, you're not having to redo everything and rip out tiles, rip up floors, just, you know, do it right the first time and you won't have regrets for that. It was such a pleasure to meet you both and to learn more about Carla Maria Designs and the many wonderful things that you're both doing to change lives, to create beautiful spaces, and keep our history alive. So thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much. We had such a great time. Yeah. This was fun. So
good.
Okay. We'll see you soon.